sacrifice such a precious gift.
You're feeling that holiday spirit already, aren't you? Well, so are we. Thank you so much for joining us here in the Ham Camp, the Wade Hampton Show on KAYTKQJOFM, the station for every generation, the heart and soul of Central Louisiana. Dr. Anthony Fauci, you know him. He's one of the lead scientists and lead proponents for getting us out of this COVID-19 pandemic. He wants you to know that one of the lead scientists who developed the COVID-19 vaccine as a black woman. Her name is Kizzmekia Corbett. And I thought that I'd pass that along to you. Kizzmekia Corbett, one of the lead scientists who developed the COVID-19 vaccine. You go, girl. And listen, don't you go anywhere. You go ahead and stay close because we've got much more music on the way. Here in the Ham Camp, we've got Juan and Lisa Winans, some Pastor Mike Jr., plus we've got whatever you want us to play for you. Give us a call at 318-484-2500 or toll-free 1-877-464-2500. We'll be back.
The Unstoppable Wade, Unstoppable Wade.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
We would not have no cross experience if there were no Judas. And they got Judases in every house. But we wouldn't have no cross experience if there were no Jews. We wouldn't have no story about the final days of Jesus if there were no Jews. We would not have learned about the death, burial, and the resurrection if there were no Jews. Do I have some help in the house? So that you wouldn't know how strong you are spiritually if there were no Judas after you. Or the choir just got through singing, I am a living testimony. Do I have any testimonies in the house? Well, you can say, Reverend, I am truly a living testimony. I'm a walking testimony. I'm an alien testimony. But I'm still I'm still alive. Enemies will help you reach something that you would not ordinarily have reached. Because the enemies will make you strive to be better. Watch closely. They try to hurt you on your job. You can say, I tell you what, before they know it, I'm going to be their supervisor. And the next thing you know, God comes back with a promotion. And now where you used to be under them, now you're over. God just blessed you in your circumstances. Well, what else about the enemies, Reverend? Well, the enemies will help you reach something because he just said that he will make your enemies your footstool. Yeah. So the footstool go from a stool to a ladder. Yeah. God has them up in the house. In other words, you'll go a little bit over, but then he'll take you way over. So the footstool will create itself and become a ladder in the midst of your climb. Remember you telling us the other day when folks try to bury you? They try to bury you.
I know you're right.
But they didn't bury you. They only planted you. Because when you turn back around, they turn back around again. You're not buried, but you have you risen. And you're higher than those that tried to bury you. Now, when they look around, they see how God has blessed you. Enemies comes in all kind of shapes and sizes. Some of them come like this. I got no help here. Some come all dressed up like this. They come in all shape. They come in all shapes and size. Enemies. They come to make you strong, y'all. So you're telling me, Reverend, I'm trying to tell you the more enemies you have, the stronger you become and the higher you go. So don't worry about your enemies. Just tell the Lord, thank you for sending them by. I wouldn't have this home if I didn't have some enemies. I wouldn't have the hoopty that I drive in if I didn't have some enemies. Wouldn't have the job that I have if I didn't have some enemies. My job turned into a position, and a position mean I really don't have to work so hard. I just want to thank God for my enemies. But in the text, we find that Saul was an enemy to the church. And in that second verse, he has the first deacon that was full of the Holy Ghost people. And Deacon Stephen says, he says, Father, forgive them. Because he became a type of Christ, right? Because he was full of, don't you know you can't kill a child of God? If you take them out in this world, God accept them in the other world. I ain't got no help in the house. You can't kill a child of God. If you think you have done him something in this world, God has something already fixed up on the other side. Because the text says when he looks up, he saw Jesus on the right hand. And he was ready to go home. Devout men in the first to the other men who were full of the Holy Ghost. Picked him up. Carried him to his burial place. And they were crying and moaning. Because Stephen was great in the church. He was a catalyst in the church. He was driven by the word of God because God had gotten all into him, because the text declares that he was full of the Holy Ghost. So these men, they were hurt. Saul made havoc of the church. Now look what happens. Saul reached havoc of the church. But he left the church and went into their home. And started dragging them out of their, whether you're male or female, irregardless of what you were, going to your home, drag you out.
Yes, Lord.
Because of the man named
Jesus.
The text says he went in hailing men and women and committed them and put them in prison. Because of who they served. And therefore, they that were scattered, they start preaching in other places. And Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. But you got to realize that Christ had already made a visit to Samaria. Can't you, don't you remember the incident with the woman at the well? She says, you know, we don't get along with you. We are Samaritans. But she left saying, come, see a man. Something happens at the well because Jesus asks her for a drink of water. How can water in dry places be thirsty? And then asks the creature who he created to give him a drink. She goes back down the street saying, come, see a man who can tell you about yourself. Matter of fact, he went down into my life and saw some things that I've done and some things that I'm not proud of and I'm ashamed of. And he told me, I told him how many husbands I had. He told me, and the one you got now.
Come on.
Somebody call Jesus. And the one you got now is Angel.
Come see him.
He told me all about my life. He looked at me and x-rayed me and saw some things in the crevices of my heart. Down in the city of Samaria, Jesus had already visited the city. And in verse 6, sometimes you can learn something to talk to folks.